Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hello, chickens. Welcome back to another jam-packed episode full of theories. We are still freaking out about Doctor Who Flux, Chapter 5, Survivors of the Flux. I know, they've got Flux in the title twice. It hurts me. Like, you know, I try not to have the same word in the same sentence more than twice. Like, I've been reading a lot of Agatha Christie lately, and she doesn't seem to mind doing that. I'm like, what are you doing, Agatha? Not twice in the same sentence. Anyway, here, this is what happens in this podcast. I come to talk about Doctor Who, I end up in Agatha Christie world. I do want to say a huge thank you again to Barjo for joining me in yesterday's episode. I know we had to go pretty quickly, but please join him on Twitch, where you can see him playing games, cooking, doing things in the backyard. I don't really know what he's been doing out there. but yeah, his Twitch streams are insane. So yes, you can... You can get him to, I guess you could get him to do a space tapeworm if you really wanted him to. Just keep harassing him about his space tapeworm until he has a little Barjo reaction to it. But yeah, it was so much fun to hang out with him. It's been so long. And I, by the way, if you didn't think there was enough Barjo in yesterday's episode, there is a full 16-minute version on Patreon that Patreon subscribers get access to. In fact, all of my guests, we've had Rove, Tegan, Justin Hamilton, and Cal Wilson. There are extended episodes for all of them online at Patreon if you wanted to sign up. There are two tiers. There's the theorist tier where you get some, you know, bonus episodes, and when the show is not on, you can binge an entire week in a day. But while, you know, Doctor Who is on the air, I have to do these things every day as they happen. But you do get the episodes early, the night before. So it's 7 p.m. for Patreon subscribers, 7 a.m. In the rest of the feed. But yeah, that's your little bonuses at the moment while Doctor Who is on. And we'll go back to having our other bonuses when the show finishes next week. I can't believe it's finishing next week. So yes, we'll go back to having big finish episodes on Patreon, and also the I've been watching Resident Alien. So there, those episodes will be coming back as well once Doctor Who is wrapped up for this particular Doctor Who Flux season. But let's get back to the Flux. The Doctor Who space gastric reflux, the giant fart in space, as Barjo called it. Carl says, I have a bit of a theory backlog. Ooh, Carl, I'm worried about your backlog. Best if I let them out tomorrow. Just an observation tonight. As you said, you enjoyed Vigil. I did. My wife had to stop me wheezing when the actor who played Rani in the Sarah Jane Adventures was a Navy doctor, lieutenant, same rank as Harry Sullivan. Sadly, I checked the insignia. treating the actor who embodied the TARDIS as Idris. Oh, yes, Saran Jones. Both were great. I did enjoy Vigil. It was a submarine show on, I think it's on Binge here. It's, I can't keep up what's on which streaming service. But now, while I was talking about Patreon, one of the reasons I wanted to mention that is because on Patreon, you can leave me messages, you can comment on episodes, and Squally has had quite a reaction to Barjo. said, happy early birthday, Barjo. Which, yes, from all of us. We will wish happy birthday to Barjo on Monday, when Rove will be returning for the final episode. And Squally also says, the thick Moroccan blankets are our generation's air duct tubes and tape. And then on a more serious note, Tiki Tiki Tata, Tekteon, is basically a kidnapper who tortured her all her lives. How is that motherly? Yeah, I do wonder if Chris Chibnall had some difficult relationships with his parents. That it is like it is a terrible relationship because, like, as we saw in the Timeless Children episode, you know, Tekteon's experiments on the doctor, like, killed them a bunch of times and they regenerated. It's like, that is not something you do as a mother. By the way, apologies for the weird traffic noise. I'm on the 37th floor of this apartment building and I thought there would be no traffic because I'm up so high. But no, it's louder up here. Also, it's very echoey in this chamber. So apologies for the sound quality. I'm using the microphone I used for like the first 300 episodes of this show, or maybe the first 200. And I've moved on to a new one and I'm like, oh, I really like the new one better now. I thought I missed this one and now I don't miss it so much. Anyway, that's microphone chat. Holly says, as we listen to you and Barjo, my son said, what if old mate Crystal Face is Graham? What? That is a theory and a half. I mean, that would hurt Barjo because he loves the the David Bowie inspired crystal faced ravages. So it would be torn. It's like, oh, I want Graham to die, but then I don't want them to die. Oh, no, it would hurt him. In the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, James has posted a little recap of the episode. He says that, ladies and gentlemen, was the Running Down Corridors episode. The corridors in question being Earth 1904. Jolly good fun. Jericho has done the Lethbridge Stewart switch from stiff upper lip to comic relief in very quick time. Less fun for me, at least, was the reveal that the Mad Hat Lady was Tekteon. Turns out I like mysterious figures from the past to stay there. But then in a major contradiction, I'm also disappointed that she seems to have been dusted by the Thompson twins so soon. I'm sure that there will be more of her somehow. Yeah, I feel like what they're doing with the people is maybe not killing them, like when they get turned into dust. Maybe something else has happened. Although it does seem that they use the energy of them, because all those people that were standing around the little lamp things that then got sucked into them and then they ended up inside the division in between the universes. So I don't know. Also on Lethbridge Stewart, it has been pointed out elsewhere that Alastair Gordon Lethbridge Stewart would not have been a corporal in 1967. In fact, would have never been one as a commissioned officer. I reckon the general flubbed his line there. Colonel was in the script, but there was a demotion before it left his mouth. Oh, yes, because he was a colonel in The Web of Fear. And, you know, we heard him, his voice, ordering an airstrike. Is that what he was doing when when the Grand Serpent was going up the stairs with the general? Who knows? We'll have to go back and have a look at it. But yeah, maybe there's a... I mean, look, I still haven't gotten over the 11th Doctor not being able to pronounce Metabolus. Metabolus. Bert says, oh my giddy aunt, I am so confused, but in a good way. I've started taking notes to try and track the separate storylines in the hope I could see the signs of convergence. It didn't help. Oh, Bert, I'm so sorry. How are they going to make sense of all this in one episode? The Crystal Twins have become hugely important again. Killing of Tiki Tiki Tata. I wanted more from her. I know. I wanted her at least to tell me how to repot a plant. I mean, I don't know if you've ever watched Gardening Australia, but every single week, they tell you how to repot a plant. Like, that's... I don't know why they need to have that on every episode, but maybe because the kind of people that watch Gardening Australia forget what happened the previous week. I don't know. Who were Peggy's biological parents who mysteriously died without explanation? Oh, what if Peggy, who got zapped back to 1901, what if she's the kid of Belle and Vinda? No. And Bert says, I thought the village was quantum extracted, but Yaz, Dan, and the unpronounceable professor seem to have gotten away okay. Yeah, I guess it got stuck back in. Like once all the angels left the doctor, the villages must have been reset to where they were. Really buzzed by yet another clue to the relationship between Yaz and the doctor being somewhat more than just platonic. Oh, wow. That scene with Yaz watching the little crystal with the hologram and the implication that they've been there for, what, 3 years. So she's probably watched this over and over again and she's saying her lines because she knows, like, it feels like banter, even though she's watched, oh, my God, that was heartbreaking. And it really did feel, I don't know if it's just Sagan Akinola's music, or whether it is the performance of Mandip Gill, but it just felt like more than just mates, didn't it? It felt like there was something quite deep feeling between them. Bert says that was very Russell T. So can we look forward to deeper character-based stories at the cost of more technobabble endings? No, I like the technobabble. Shush, Bert, shush. All right, we are right near the end of this episode, but I did want to get to this one comment. Kendall, who has been pushing for the not the Doctor baby, that Belle and Vinda's baby is just a baby, a regular baby. So Kendall has some evidence from this episode. Says, I think this recent episode made it clear that Binda, which is Belle plus Vinda plus Bub, are 100% from our universe and not the Doctor's original universe, because the Flux has only been released here. That is a very good point, Kendall. Although the Doctor did fall through a wormhole, and that doesn't mean the Doctor fell from another universe necessarily. I mean, did they check what was on the other side of that wormhole? I guess we'll find out next week. Anyway, there'll be more tomorrow. Heaps more of your theories. Keep them coming. Adam Richard has a theory on Facebook, or Fabulous Adam Richard on Facebook. Adam Richard on Twitter and Instagram. And you can email me anytime you like. theory@adamrichard.com.au.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.